Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Little correction from our segment earlier in the hour. I had said that Simon Johnson was the chief economist of the IMF from 2004 to 2008. He was with them for that whole period, but he was chief economist only from March of 07 to August 08. So Simon wanted us to clear that up. And now a call in for anyone starting your own business in this economy. And our lines are already full just from that little shout out before the break. So as people finish up here, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Or you can post your story to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And I'll be really curious to hear from people who are starting businesses for the first time. Are you surprised at what it takes? Are you running into bureaucracy that you didn't expect, government rules and regulations, or being taxed in different ways? What's new and surprising about this experience if you're starting a business for the first time? And we can also take some calls as we go here from anyone who's ever started a business for the first time and wants to give some advice to your new recruits into the world of entrepreneurship. So maybe you'll post some of that advice at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Or if you are starting a business for the first time, 212-433-9692. Vivian in New Jersey. Vivian, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Multitasking, I hear.
I made a deal with my four-year-old. You can't talk till I'm off the phone. So we'll see if it works.
So you're starting a business from home with a four-year-old.
Where's the four-year-old, did you say?
No, with a four-year-old at home.
Actually, a four-year-old and a nine-year-old in school.
Okay. And tell us about your business.
The business is called Kid Cafe. I'm starting it because the school lunches were so bad, and so I'm starting a healthy, eco-friendly school lunch vendor business. A lot of the schools in this area don't have kitchens, so they bring in vendors, a different vendor every day. But it is my first business. I've never done this before.
What made you do it now?
The idea came before now. The idea, it took me about over a year to sort of, research how do you start a business, this and that, going to the Small Business Administration, and sort of researching everything. Interestingly, I'm starting this in the worst possible financial way just before this crisis, all on credit cards with 0% interest because the bank loans were not good for a new business. They were like 9 to 15%.
Uh-huh.
So I have lots of money on credit cards, which I've never done before.
And so just give me one new and surprising thing about this experience so far.
Everything's new and surprising. I think the new and surprising thing for me was that I've actually done one semester, and now I'm sort of pulling in revamping. Like, I discovered my biodegradable packaging puts a yucky flavor in the hot food.
Huh.
So I'm pulling back and revamping. And I think my biggest shock, unfortunately, was that I thought once I got into the school, I was going to fly. And I've actually had to pull back to revamp because I learned a lot. It was sort of like the first job was sort of like going to college to find out how to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Vivian, thanks a lot. Good luck with it. Monica in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Monica.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's your business?
Good. I have an architectural design build firm, and which we actually started probably about 6 months ago, or partnered 6 months ago, and we're doing really bad in the economy, and I'm really surprised that people would actually try to start something right now. So when I heard the show, I was saying,
We've got a full board of people who are trying to do one thing or another. Was there a particular pitfall you didn't expect? Is it just that an economic downturn like this means less work for architects?
Yeah, it was the economic downturn, absolutely. I feel that, unfortunately, I do high-end residential work. I am the contractor and the architect designer, and my clients ended up not having money, and we never experienced that before. So the work just wasn't coming in. So I do. I find it very interesting that people would take this time to not try, especially with the benefits between health insurance and everything else you would get from an employer. It seems like a very, very hard time for people to be able to float themselves.
Monica, thank you, and good luck to you. Nora in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nora.
Hi.
What's your business?
My business is graphic facilitation. I partnered up with a friend, and what graphic facilitation is we create visual map of everything that's being said during a seminar or a panel discussion or a business strategy meeting.
You create a map.
Like a big visual mural of all the ideas that were expressed.
Sounds like something out of the Stanford Design School.
It's really useful because most people are visual learners, so they're engaged while they're talking. They're actually seeing their ideas take shape. And we use both words and pictures.
Uh-huh. And how's it going?
It's going well. My partner and I are both artists, so we've had a big learning curve on things like bookkeeping and, you know, sort of the back end. And now we're looking to sort of find other people who are maybe starting up in marketing or PR to sort of swap services with, since we have a very limited budget.
Right. And is there a particular pitfall that you're encountering that you didn't expect?
Yeah, I think just like the last caller, that the economy, a lot of conferences and seminars have been canceled or postponed. So there's just not as much work as there was, I think, even just a year ago.
Norg.
So people are really tightening their belts.
Good luck. By the way, we got a note from somebody who turns out to be a neighbor of ours down here at 160 Varick Street, where WNYC is. But someone we don't know, at 200 Varick Street, there is a co-working space called New Work City. Haha, New Work City, NWCNY.com. And it says we're an open collaborative workspace for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and independents, and have been open since November 1st, 2008. We're seeing a tremendous increase in membership and inquiries since the beginning of the year, offering part-time and flexible space. Having a need for environment more structured than a cafe or working from home, but don't need or can't afford full-time office space. So that's something that's out there. Ellen in New City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ellen.
Yeah. Hi there.
Starting a business?
Well, I started it about a year ago, and it had started to go downhill when the news about the economy first came out. I'm a holistic health and nutrition counselor, and so I hung in there. I work with a partner, and because people are having such a problem with health insurance and the stress levels, my business is actually starting to increase. I'm helping people get rid of the inflammation caused by stress and helping them with their foods, and it's become quite rewarding.
And what's the difference between just doing this as an individual and doing it as a business? Did you incorporate?
I didn't. No, I did. Doing it as a business, well, I did it for years because I do a lot of research helping people with health. I was an art teacher before this, and I ran my own studio, and I noticed that children were coming in with ADD and ADHD that I was teaching, but they were eating such sugary foods that their stress levels, and they were hyper all over the place. So that's what made me decide to go into nutrition and help them that way.
Ellen, thank you, and good luck. And I see that Frederick from 200 Varick Street is calling in from New Work City. So, Frederick, just tell us very briefly about your space, because really I wound up giving...
I don't want to double dip.
But so. I want to know what you're seeing among people who are actually coming there to use your space to start new ventures. Who are your clients?
We have everything from small businesses that are starting websites, web-based business consulting, user experience consulting, dog walkers, makeup artists. It's pretty much everything under the sun, and we provide a lot of help, not just in doing the business, but people need help with, I heard, with bookkeeping and that kind of stuff as well. So we have a lot of professionals.
And among these first-time entrepreneurs, what do you find is the most common question or challenge for them?
Where do I start? That's the most common question, is they have a burning idea and a desire to make something happen, but they're not sure on how to do it.
Where do you start?
We start just by getting people seated and started talking with people that have done it already, and help them get off the ground, help them make those ideas a reality.
All right. Good luck with yours. And Jacob in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jacob.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. So what's your business?
Okay, I started a photo booth company with a partner and friend of mine. He's an architect and was feeling a little bit disenchanted with what he's doing, and I'm a photographer. I shoot a lot of events, and we both felt like our universes were getting a little bit less filled with work, and so we began making this photo booth. And we sort of launched it last summer, and to great acclaim, we had it in the street. We got a lot of blog support. And so come, say, October, began having conversations with a bunch of companies about doing corporate parties. And it just sort of completely fell off as the economy, you know, seemed to explode. Then sort of one by one, we stopped having our emails returned. And so this year we're trying to sort of rebrand and relaunch, but it's been a strange little ride.
I guess so. Is your booth in one spot, or do you move it around?
We're mobile, and in fact, a lot of what we're trying to do is make things that are custom for each client or each event. And yeah, that's sort of the
All
idea.
Right. Good luck, Jacob. Here's a piece of advice from an experienced entrepreneur that came into our website. It says, do not hire anyone until you need to do so. Employees bring many, many headaches. It is good to use part-timers as needed. Always, 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 three always, have business cards with you. So a little advice from someone who does it, who doesn't like having employees. Stephen in the West Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. About a month ago, I started artistdvd.com, and it's something I've been doing, just making films for years, small films about artists. And I had this idea like 3 years ago, and I kind of never did anything about it. Then last summer, I said, okay, I'm going to finally finish this. And, of course, everything fell apart in the economy. And I said, well, let me just keep going. And a month ago, I finally finished it. I have my website up. I have brochures and business cards. Also, I can do everything on my own. Every once in a while, I need to hire maybe someone to help. And I've been going around to galleries and trying to just by hand, you know, walking in and seeing what's happening. Not, you know, some little eyebrows up, but nothing yet has come together, but some interest.
And it's pretty interesting because except for the first caller who's making the healthy food products, everybody's calling in with digital things. Nobody's making stuff anymore.
Well, there's actually, well, you have, I guess, if you consider it, there's still the actual item. You have a DVD with a, you know, a case, and
yes.
I consider that, and a
right,
film
I guess
is
that's stuff.
Huh?
Yes, I guess that's
not
that's,
food, maybe,
that's
but
stuff. It is. It's cultural product, but it's still stuff. Stephen, thank you. And one more from our website. Ken writes, I started a coupon sharing website called unclip.com after 2 years of working in publishing. It's been great. Everyone seems to be looking for coupons these days, but getting venture capital was tricky. I had to rely on family and friends, which is scary. I wonder how he makes money at that. Maybe we'll talk to Ken some other time. Well, thanks for all of your calls, and good luck out there with your new businesses. Megan Ryan, Lisa Allison, Jody Abergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program. Annie Schreffler is our Uncommon Economics editor. And remember to post your stories to our Uncommon Economic Indicators at WNYC.org. Nadia Zonis produced as well. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.